From 2004 to 2009, Fred Robbins was a member of one of the most talented defensive lines in Giants history. Robbins was both a stout run stopper and a fearsome pass rusher.
He gets dropped and sacked by Fred Robbins.
In 2006, he had a career-high 62 tackles, 5.5 sacks, and 2 interceptions.
Deflected and intercepted by Fred Robbins. There goes Big Fred running right down the right sideline and tripped up at the 30-yard line.
Big dent in the turf where you fell.
Robbins once again registered 5.5 sacks in 2007.
Under pressure, he's sacked back at the 30-yard line by Fred Robbins. Big Fred, 5.5 sacks now this season.
He was a key contributor on a defense that led the Giants to a championship in Super Bowl 42. In 2008, Robbins was picked by his teammates to be defensive team captain, and he was named to the Sports Illustrated All-Pro team. In 6 seasons with Big Blue, he recorded 159 tackles and 25 sacks. Robbins finished his career with the St. Louis Rams and retired after the 2011 season. In 2012, he moved back to Pensacola, Florida, where he was born and raised.
Growing up in Pensacola was definitely a great experience. You know, all my family here, and so it was always that sense of, family. All my parents and aunts and grandmother, they were all in the education field, man. And so education was always important, to me and to my family.
In 2014, he and his wife, Tia, founded Mr. Robbins Neighborhood, an organization that provides guidance and mentorship to young athletes.
One of the things made me want to come back home is, and start what my wife and I are doing is because so many people here in Pensacola have never been outside the city limits. We have adults here that's 40, 50 years old who don't know what Pensacola, what the world has to offer. They've never been outside the city limits. So my wife and I just wanted to start the Mr. Robbins Neighborhood to help these kids understand there is an outside world.
The cornerstone of Mr. Robbins Neighborhood is the Game Plan, a free 3-day career development and football camp for local high school athletes.
The Game Plan is a 3-day camp that we host. And we bring in, speakers, financial advisors. We bring in, scouts, college recruiters, to show these kids, just to, what it's like in a day-to-day operation as an NFL player. We have, strength coaches that come in to teach, athletic trainers. I bring in my agent. He comes in and speaks to the kids about, doing contracts. Just show these kids just alternative ways, alternative paths. We try to match it up with different career people to come in and teach those and talk with them.
And so we made sure we brought in speakers that had different student athletes that may have had injuries, but now they're athletic trainers. Or we'll bring in speakers that might be doctors, but they actually played, football. So they can kind of see both sides, and we want to make sure that we give them reality and make sure they're prepared and thinking about more future. And it's just thinking forward. And we're just trying to teach, the youth how to think forward than just always just being in the moment.
We definitely work well together. And so she's been definitely a great help, and the impact and the knowledge she has too as well definitely works hand in hand in what we got going on.
Although his activities in the community keep his post-football schedule full, Fred does manage to find time to relax and reminisce in his very own man cave.
Here's just a couple of action photos. Me chasing down Favre in Green Bay. Me and my guy Reggie, second Kittenham in Cincinnati. Pretty cold game. Football was just, part one of the journey. But, what now? What next? A couple of more action little photos. This right actually was my interception of Washington. That's probably one of my best games. Had a pick. Right here is probably one of my great prize, man, when I got defensive MVP for New York back in 2006. Part of my calling was to help, to give back and make sure some of these other unfortunate people growing up, these kids now, can be able to have the same opportunities I had. This is my actual Super Bowl 42 jersey, the one I wore in the game. And I just want to be able to do my part and everything I can to give back and make that dream and that possibility come true.